ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் வில் பவர் அண்ட் சேஞ்ச், இம்ப்ரூவ் லைஃப், லிவிங் வித் சிவா ஸ்பிரிச்சுவாலிட்டி, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
Today Kwarinam, welcome. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. I'm always reminded of the late Humphrey Bogart, I'm looking at you, kid. We need to get a little bit modern. We live in a modern world. Hinduism is a modern religion. It is Hinduism today. And you're looking at me, Gurudeva. Well, it's Wednesday, September 9th. Here on the beautiful garden island of Kauai, a place where you should come one day. Yesterday, I was working on an art project for the beautiful book, Merging with Shiva, 365 Daily Lessons. These are the background patterns between each chapter. And I took a vibhuti with water and put on black paper. Tomorrow we're going to try our favorite grains, rice, quinoa, various kinds of dals, and see how that comes out. We'll show you a picture of it on Today at Kwarinam. Beautiful thing happened yesterday also, and you'll see the pictures, a beautiful scanner. If we were to acquire it a few years ago, it would have been $100,000. And this shows the power of prayer. The swamis and yogis and sadhaka were praying to have this scanner because we have been sending to New York to our benefactor there, Bikram Patel, all of the artwork of Hinduism today, and he's been doing it gratis, sending it back as a sadhana. But a wonderful devotee and benefactor, patron from Lancaster, California, Jaffna, Sri Lanka, sent us this wonderful scanner, which is now, only a few years later, $10,000 plus. How things change, how prices change. Are we on the way to a new age? I think so. This opens the door for Bikram Patel to do so many other things to benefit Hinduism today, and bring beautiful artwork into your home. It was a quiet day yesterday. Only one family from India came for darshan and to worship. You have a strong willpower. You know that. I know that. Do you know how to use it? Here is a practical way. The power of affirmation. I will be what I will to be. I will do what I will to do. Say it with me. Right now, I will be what I will to be, I will do what I will to do, I have love in my heart, I love everyone, I love all the people I don't like, I like all the people that hurt me, I appreciate all the people who gave me back my karma that I set in motion last life. Say that with me right now. Write it down. Look in your mirror and say it to yourself every day for 30 days. And you'll begin to believe it. Your subconscious mind, your subjective mind will begin to believe it. And your life will change. And your willpower will come out. You will release yourself from oh so many binding feelings of distrust, of hurt, of sorrow, of wishing things could be another way. You can't change the past, but you can change the future with that positive affirmations. Tomorrow, the next day, and the next, we'll give some more affirmations for you to do. But this is a very important one because it came out of me this very moment. Right to you through cyberspace, to me, is the astral plane, cyberspace, is inner space, where our concept of time does not relate, where our concept of space does not relate, where our concept of mind does not relate. We are together. We're happy together. I'm looking at you, kid. You looking at me. Today, again, we are experiencing a beautiful meditation in the Kadabo Hindu temple, a meditation in the Shum language and the Chief language, something that one day maybe you will begin to learn. It's a language of meditation where we talk ourselves into various inner areas of the mind and then into the self, beyond time, form, and space, and into Satchitananda, the essence of prana that pervades all form throughout the universe. We're exchanging a lower form of prana right now through darshan, looking and looking, perceiving and perceiving. Have a happy day. You have a strong willpower. You can do what you plan to do. A purpose, a plan, persistence, push, puja, and prayer. All these P's make it a part of your life. And forget the past by dissolving it in love and be on with a wonderful future. Have a beautiful day. We're having one here. Greetings, everyone. Here we are, Thursday, September 10th, up at 4 a.m. That's when I get up. Have an 8-hour day to 12 noon. We have lunch, a nap. And then at 3 o'clock to 6, we're working on the reprint of Dancing with Shiva. A wonderful professor, very intelligent man, Professor Pieco, wrote over 125 pages of very subtle corrections. One not so subtle, he said Earth has to be spelled with a capital E. That passed us right by. This has been a very great help. In the reprint, we're making many constructive, pragmatic adjustments. Not a lot of changes, in fact, not any in the original text. Just honing it down into perfection. The eminent professor said, we want Gurudeva's work to be perfect. Very kind of him. In fact, we finished merging with Shiva. We sent it to him to go through it very, very carefully before it's printed, because changing pages, reprinting them after it's printed is very expensive. So he's doing that for us. I'm very, very, very grateful for Professor Pieco. Well, I'm looking at you. Oh, Janaka. Well, how are you? Where's Bhavani? Bhavani and Indivar. So many out there that I see your faces. It's really wonderful. Cyberspace is like the astral plane. Well, you saw my Vibhuti Holy Ash paintings yesterday. We never did get around to the quinoa and millet and rice, but perhaps today, later on the day, I'll do it and show you exactly what we're doing with these primitive designs. Rather than copying from books from India, we believe in bringing the wonderful village part of India to us in our life, here in our Hindu village at Kwaadinam. So we'll show you that. But in the meantime, oh yes, Sadhanavan, you're doing such a wonderful job. We appreciate it. And everybody in San Diego. In Malaysia, we have our Paramacharya Bodhinatha, number one successor, Ichiban. We have three successors to our lineage, Paramacharya Bodhinatha, Chari Palani Swami, Chari Seon Swami, in that order. We're not taking any chances. Paramacharya Bodhinatha is in Malaysia now with our missionary Gulapati family, setting them up on a new program for rousing up a subscription program for Hinduism Day, even bigger there than it is right now, as well as teaching children classes of our Saivite Hindu Religion Children Course from 5-year-old to 16. Nilakanta, Markandeya Senden, both are with them, and Yogi Tapodana flew in from Mauritius to join the group and travel with them to India. We want to talk about us now. We are all on this earth together. Sometimes I wonder if we got the wrong address. It's supposed to be a joke. Laugh. I think sometimes you've wondered if we've got the right address also. Why did we come here? Well, we came here to evolve our soul, to go through all kinds of experience until we wear experience away through understanding and getting the lesson out of each experience. It's the lesson from the experience that we want to pass on to the next generation so that they don't have to go through inconvenient experiences in their life. Most of the time they don't listen, but they hear. Hearing is different than listening. Often we hear things that we don't want to acknowledge that we hear, but plant seeds in their minds. Tell them about your experiences and the lesson you have gotten out of your experience and let them be guided accordingly. Some people teach us what to do. Other people teach us, by example, what not to do. To learn discrimination, viveka, discrimination is the greatest learning. Teach that to the next generation that follows you, and you will have done a great service for humankind on planet Earth. Animals are doing quite well. Reptiles are doing quite well. Fish are doing quite well. Birds are doing quite well. We have a lot of improving to do. We do. Let's do it. Do it now. Look in the mirror. Look at your beautiful eyes and the light shining out of your eyes. I can see it through cyberspace. You are a beautiful soul living in a physical body, going through experiences that you have put into motion for you to go through in many past lives, and even some of them you've started up in this life. So bear your karma cheerfully with a big smile. Absorb it like a sponge and let it go through you out the other side. Don't fight your way through life. Life is too precious for that. We'll have darshan together tomorrow. I'll be looking at you and you at me. September 11th. This is Friday here on our Garden Island Ashram, Koardinam. Today is the end of a phase. According to our moon calendar, it's comparable to the end of the week. Tomorrow and the next day, we have two retreat days when the Arinam is closed to guests and we turn inward. Not that we're not turning inward all through the week, we are, but we turn inward to talk among ourselves, to summarize what we have done, to renew our vision of the future, our purpose, our plan, our persistence, and where we put our energies. All the members of Sarvasadhana Church and students of Amalin Academy, who are Oro Shishya, come to Koardinam at the end of every phase to attend a beautiful puja, worship service to Lord Muruga. Each phase, a new acharya takes a turn in giving the inspired talk. This time, it's Acharya Seon Swami, who's speaking on numerology and the mystic Vedic calendar of number nines. We'll show you this very soon and try to explain it the very best that we can. It's also almost unexplainable. Since we're going on retreat, this will be and has been a quiet day. In the evening, this evening, all the acharyas will meet and discuss our worldwide international teaching programs, children's classes, youth retreats. We hold a youth retreat in the country of Mauritius almost every month. One is planned from now on to next year. 50 to over 100 youth meet and learn of the divine teachings and to improve their lives. We are here on the planet to improve our life. It's providential. It's within your karma that you are listening to Guru Deva today, talking with you to improve your life. I cannot improve your life. Only you can improve your life. The gods cannot improve your life. God himself cannot improve your life. Only you can improve your life through the use of your willpower, through invoking love through your heart, through awakening latent superconscious inner intelligence, that still small voice, that all-seeing eye. Only you can do that. No one else can do it for you, but we all can point the way. The gods and God can lovingly guide. The gurus, the swamis, spiritual leaders of all kinds can point the way. Some base their knowledge on scripture that they've learned to memorize. Others base their knowledge on their personal experience, and others base their knowledge on realization. Personal experience is good to a point because it teaches us what not to do. So we guide others not to make the same mistakes that we have made. Scripture is wonderful, and codes of ethic are great, but rather dry, hard to follow, unless a personal example is there. Therefore, those of you who are mothers and fathers, aunties and uncles, for the next generation to come up strong, be the example. Children learn through their eyes more than their ears. Children learn through vibration from the auras of the individual around them more than what they are told. If you're angry with children, children will become angry with other children and their children, because that is the way to behave. That is pushing humanity downhill. We want to bring a new age. A new age on this earth will come the proper behavior within the home. Well, here at Kuaninam, this is Monday, September 14th. It's a very good day. It's a creative work day. It's a Siddha Yoga day, a Karaval Ardra Abhishekam day, and a family home evening, Mooliamnya, 53998564329321711, whatever that means. It is a wonderful day, and we began today merging with Shiva. After we have our darshan together, I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me. Go to the lesson of the day, and we will see day 155 in merging with Shiva. I read it just for you. And we hope that we can continue this, Shiva permitting, Ganesha permitting, Lord Muruga permitting, day after day after day after day. Has it ever occurred to you that you are a wonderful person? Has it ever occurred to you that you can do anything that you set your mind to, providing it is within Dharma? You have the support of gurus and swamis and gods and devas. You have that support. If you are working within Dharma, what is Dharma? Well, we published a little book called Living with Shiva. And if you'd like a copy, write to us. Living with Shiva, we'll mail you a copy free of charge. We're putting a little button here so that you can put your name and address down, and we will send you a copy of Living with Shiva, which gives you Saiva Dharma. This is the Dharma that the Hindus of Sri Lanka and India practiced hundreds of years. It made a strong culture, a culture that built great temples, peaceful culture. When you are living in Dharma, you can do momentous things. You will surprise yourself with your achievements. When you're living outside of Dharma, you are bound by the past. You are bound by the fears of the future. You are bound by indecision. Shall I do this? Shall I do that? Shall I not do this? Or shall I do something else? Dharma is the law, the spiritual law. Dharma is found in the Vedas. All through the Vedas speak of Dharma. So you are a wonderful person. The choice is yours. Live within the law of God's law, or live outside of God's law, and reap the consequences. It might not be nice. And if you are now living outside of God's law and reaping the consequences, today you can change. You can change today. Today is the day that you can change. Make up your mind, a firm decision. I'll help you. I'm helping you right now. Otherwise, our karmas would not be connecting at this very moment. Our darshans would not be. I'm seeing you, you're seeing me. Make up your mind, be strong. Be a leader. Lead yourself first, and others will follow. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Saravana Bhava. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Saravana Bhava. Good morning here at Kwarinam. It's Tuesday, September 15th. Another day. It's the second day after our retreat. During our retreat, we don't turn our computers on. We just started that. Because the computer demands so much time, it's so demanding, you forget about people. There should be some time when we're not just sitting in front of a computer. A computer is like a typewriter. It's a tool to be used to produce, not for entertainment. Whole family entertainment watching television. That's one good thing. It brings the family together even though they don't talk together. But a computer separates the family. Modern psychological study has told us that people who are facing a computer all the time experience depression, loneliness. The computer cannot love you back no matter what you love on the computer. So follow our example. Take 2 days a week to watch anything on the computer for entertainment. Use it as a tool to get your work done. That's a sadhana. And no, I'm not reading what I'm going to say next. I did read Merging with Shiva, lesson 156. But what I'm going to say next is just for you. It's between you and me, between us. I still want to convince you that you are a beautiful soul living on planet Earth. Unfortunately, and we don't know why this happened, we're living in a physical body, in an astral body. We have tools of emotions and intellect to deal with, either to use or to be used by them. But get that new identity, get that new identity, get that new identity that you are a untouched, untarnished, perfect soul, evolving on planet Earth, free from taint, free from tarnish. Your true nature is happiness. Your true nature is peace and infinite intelligence. This, of course, you learn on an inner path after proper initiations in the tradition of our great Sanatana Dharma. But you can realize right now that you are a soul living in a physical body, having the use of an intellect, having the use of emotions, not being controlled by them. So don't be controlled by your computer. Don't be controlled by what you see on television. Don't be controlled by anything but the direction that comes from your soul, that still small voice, that knowledge of what is right and what is wrong, will never, never, ever fail you. For it knows Dharma. Where did the great scriptures of our religion come from? The Vedas, the Upanishads, came from the soul of great people. It came from Shiva, who created the soul of these great people. You are also a great person, and you can make a difference on this planet. realize your true identity. It's not difficult. I'm not asking the impossible. I'm asking you to stand up, sit up, be free. Become a spiritual leader. Make others happy. Get your happiness from making others happy. Make others secure by feeling secure yourself. We'll talk more about this again tomorrow as we have Darshan together. Greetings, everyone. Here we are together, having Darshan, you and me, or all of you and me. It seems that groups are watching Darshan of the Day. This is Wednesday, September 16th. We had an experience today, a very nice experience. Yesterday, a group of Christian missionaries visited our Hindu temple, taking pictures and making a little video. And today, we went to the local pastor. I sent three of my ministers to see him, Pastor Tom, and asked, what are you going to do with the pictures? And what are you going to do with the video? You did not have our permission to take the pictures, nor do you have our permission yet to use them. He was very nice. He's from the world is going to end in the year 2000. Well, if the world is going to end year after next, isn't it a waste of film? Maybe we should be making some preparations for the hereafter. He's the local pastor of an evangelistic church. He's also our TV repairman, he reminded us. Our TV, we have several of them, break down occasionally in the heavy humidity of our garden island, and he knows this very well because he works for Sears and Company. Well, they were very cooperative. They're going to send us a video they have already made about the end of the world, and we reminded them that we are a member of the Interfaith Council of the island of Kauai. We want harmony and happiness and cooperation in the spirit of aloha among all the religions on this garden island. Most are Buddhist. I'd like to invite you to join my worldwide fellowship, Saivasadana Church. It has so many benefits. For instance, we don't have divorce. We don't even use the word divorce because it never happens. There's a home in 8 countries if you want to visit. Make a pilgrimage, make a tour, get acquainted. Strict caring for children, chaperoning, and all the benefits of life like it used to be before the First and Second World War. If you want to join Saivasadana Church and for me to be your guru and my swamis, yogis, and sadhaka, your ministers, and all of our Kulapati missionary families to help guide you on the spiritual path, which includes many other things spiritually, socially, culturally, economically, and education-wise, let me know. Contact us. We invite you. Also, listen to the lesson of the day. This is a very good one today. It tells of the importance of the Panchatara Mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, and why initiation is necessary. But more importantly, why preparation for the initiation is necessary. It also speaks about the Ardha Hindu, half Hindu, those who have one Hindu name but still cling on to yesterday's karmas and yesterday's names. I think you'll enjoy it, and it's only a click away. You are a wonderful person. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you, we are enjoying each other. And did you live as a soul all day rather than a human being, a physical body, an emotional network, an educated, intellectual, egotistical person? Did you just live as a soul like we talked about yesterday? If not, listen to what we said yesterday and live as a soul tomorrow. We want to make spiritual progress. Spiritual progress does not come in the medical lab by cutting frogs open and investigating their insides. Spiritual progress does not come programming computers. spiritual progress does not come engineering anything that has been engineered. Spiritual progress comes from self-determination, accomplishment of goals, controlling the lower emotions, awakening love in the heart for one and all, seeing God Shiva everywhere. Our Christian missionaries who visit us, we see Shiva inside of them. They don't, but we do. And we want harmony, and we demand harmony. And they felt, our three ministers, when they talked to them, they were very sweet. They're very determined in their own ways. We don't think the end of the world is going to come. We think a new beginning will come, and that's the end of something for something better. The Kali Yuga is waning. The next Yuga, the Sat Yuga, is coming. Be assured. Don't let anybody scare you, frighten you, make you afraid. Buy the merchandise that gives courage. Nothing can touch your soul. It's indestructible, untarnished, untainted, ever evolving through the experiences of life.